This is how you know your weekend has begun. With the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us if you would like to be a contestant for the Harris Challenge and have not played in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. You get in here, we'll have five contestants. Each of those contestants will have a category. Each of those categories will have five questions. Each of those questions will have points associated with it. And if you score enough of those points, well, that's when you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Paul, we have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Forson and one in Cottleville. Or Peroni's Pizzeria.
Not or. We're changing things. We're changing the conjunction.
Whoa.
From or to and.
Oh.
You don't get just your choice anymore. We're going to give you all of these things.
Okay. And a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations, one in Forson and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
But that's not all.
No. We have a pair of tickets to Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen, and it's Saturday, July 15th, and that is at the Family Arena. You can pick up tickets for that show right now if you so desire. Also, this weekend, right here at Westport Plaza, the Playhouse at Westport is featuring Shot Spear.
You know what this is?
No, I do not.
This is, I think there are four actors on stage, and they bring up one person from the audience, and everybody does shots while they try to do a Shakespearean play.
Oh, my goodness. That would be kind of fun, actually.
It sounds like fun.
So we have tickets for you for this weekend, if that's what you desire to do.
All right. Now, if you get all the questions in your category right, we call it a clean sweep, and you get these bonus prizes.
That's right. We're going to throw in a gift card to Candici's Restaurant, Italian restaurant and bar at Holloway and Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, and catering and pizza delivery. You can go to candici's.net or...
And
a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Yeah.
It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. You can go to breezybuddy.com for that.
These are very, very popular with women in menopause.
Yes.
Ladies, if you're having hot flashes, you want to go one of these Breezy Buddy pillows.
Oh, heck yeah.
And we've changed it from or to and because we've decided we have to be more inclusive. So we're including all the stuff that you can win on the Harris Challenge. And let's see who's going to get the first shot at that today. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Welcome to the show, and welcome to the unique opportunity afforded you here in the broadcast world. It's called the 5-second cheap plug opportunity for you to shout out to the boss, say hello to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
So on March 25th, we're holding a mouse race to raise money for some students going to Europe, and people can make donations at 314-210-3877.
Okay, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And that's where we keep the categories and questions spinning around all week long until I push that button right there. The first category is always, have you been paying attention? And category two is daylight saving time, which we enact this weekend. And category three is multiple choice week. Which one would you like, Mark?
How about the second one? The
daylight saving time? All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. Let's play the Harris Challenge. If we spring ahead in March, in what month do we fall back?
That's September.
It's November, the first Sunday in November. Which president signed the 2005 Energy Policy Act, which makes daylight saving time begin on the second Sunday in March?
Eisenhower.
George W. Bush. A European country was the first in the world to enact daylight saving time. Which country was it?
Poland.
Germany. Which of the 50 states does not observe daylight savings time, although the Navajo Nation within its borders does?
Arizona.
Correct. Which war were we fighting when daylight saving time was first implemented in the United States?
Korea.
It was 1918. It was World War I. Mark, you got only the four-pointer there, and you need 8 points or better to win. And on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished. Here now to punish you is the co-host of Morning Joe on MSNBC, as recorded a couple of weeks ago in his appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. It's Joe Scarborough doing Elvis Costello. Listen to his bad guitar.
Oh, he's playing guitar too?
Yeah. Actually, sounds a little bit like Elvis Costello, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's so funny about peace
and all right, there you go. Mark, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for playing.
You too, thanks.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, go ahead and plug something.
For all your pediatric imaging needs, consider coming to the Joe Buck Imaging Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
That's how you do a commercial endorsement,
nice.
Right there. That's nicely done. All right, here are the categories for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice week, or our new third category, Bill Paxton movies.
Let's find out if I've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Nick, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won the Democratic mayoral primary in the city of St. Louis this week and is therefore likely to go on to become mayor?
That would be Ms. Lida Krupsen.
Correct. Which former government employee and his wife are going to be paid more than $60 million by Penguin Random House for their memoirs?
I'm going to pass that.
On what TV network was film historian Robert Osborne, who died this week at 84, the primetime host for 23 years?
Turner Classic Movies.
Correct. Where does Elon Musk say he will send two very rich people who pay a lot of money to his company SpaceX next year?
Would that be the moon?
Yeah, around the moon anyway. Which branch of the military was rocked by sharing of non-consensual nude photos of current and former members?
That would be the Marines.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which former government employee and his wife will get more than $60 million from Penguin Random House for their memoirs?
I do not know.
The only government employee who's ever going to make that much money off a book is a president, and it's Barack and Michelle Obama, who are going to make something like $65 million from Penguin Random House. But you didn't need them all to win. You got yourself 13 points, Nick, and congratulations.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll go over here to our third contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You want to plug something?
Sure. I'm a facilities manager for Starbucks, so please go support my retirement.
Okay. Now, if I worked at Starbucks, I would know to spell your name, T-O-F-R. See, that's
no, that wouldn't be right.
See, that's a little Starbucks. Sometimes they don't, the baristas don't always get the name spelled correctly. Joke.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. All right, Todd, you're not in charge of quality control of that department, are you?
No, just in charge of facilities.
Okay. The categories are multiple choice week, Bill Paxton movies, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's do Bill Paxton movies.
Okay, Bill Paxton, character actor who died last week at age 61 from complications during surgery. He made a lot of big movies. Let's see how many of them you remember, Todd. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these movies did Bill Paxton not appear in? Predator, Terminator, or Independence Day?
Predator.
Nope. Independence Day starred Bill Pullman. In what 1996 movie did Paxton and Helen Hunt, Cary Elwes, and Philip Seymour Hoffman play storm chasers?
Twister.
Correct. In what 1994 movie does he play a sleazeball trying to get Jamie Lee Curtis in bed, not realizing her husband, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is a secret agent?
True Lies.
Correct. On what HBO series did Bill Paxton play Bill Henriksen, husband to three wives?
Pass.
In what 1995 movie did Bill Paxton play astronaut Fred Hayes?
Apollo 13.
That's correct. Take a shot on that four-pointer, the HBO series in which he was the polygamist.
House of Lies. I have no idea.
It was called Big Love, which was Dan's nickname in high school. Not many people know that.
That's right.
Todd, you got the two, you got the three, you got the five. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Hang on, and Big Love will tell you all about your prizes. And I'll go on to our fourth contestant now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Just want to say, let's go Blues.
All right. Only two categories left. You pick the one you want. Multiple choice week or no, really. Have you been paying attention?
I'll try a multiple choice week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What happened in Chicago in January and February for the first time in 146 years? No wins for the Bulls, no snow on the ground, or no homicides in the city?
No wins for the Bulls.
No snow on the ground. What is the name of both new Major League Soccer teams in Atlanta and Minnesota? United, Galaxy, or Real?
Galaxy.
United. Which state will be home to a Big Bang Theory spinoff about Sheldon Cooper as an 8-year-old boy? California, Illinois, or Texas?
Texas.
He is from Texas. What country, which sent its first man into space in 2003, is reportedly working on a spacecraft to land on the moon? India, France, or China?
India.
China. Which country this week announced it'll become the first to mandate equal pay for all employees? Iceland, Australia, or Japan?
Iceland.
It will be Iceland. And right before the buzzer, you got the five-pointer. We add that to the three-pointer. You got a total of 8, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. By the way, in the Chicago category, you knew it wasn't going to be homicides.
No.
There's no way they went through 2 months without any homicides. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Paul.
You want to plug something?
Yeah, I'd love to plug a nonprofit organization. If everybody go to foster-adopt.org.
Okay. The category here is no, really. Have you been paying attention? And we've got 60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did a court remove impeached President Park Geun-hye today over a corruption scandal?
South Korea.
Correct. In a ridiculous comment this week, what did Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz say poor Americans could afford if they gave up their iPhones?
Pass.
Which sports league has been sued by its players for violating federal laws on opioid painkillers this week?
NBA.
NFL. Fill in the blank in this headline. Fewer blanks run big companies than there are men named John.
Women.
Correct. What did a University of Central Arkansas student do to prove he was sober to a cop who had pulled him over this week?
Walk the line.
He juggled. In a ridiculous comment this week, what did Jason Chaffetz say poor Americans could afford if they gave up their iPhones?
Healthcare.
The correct answer is healthcare. By the way, just back to that Central Arkansas student, the cop pulled him over because he said he had a broken taillight, and the cop thought maybe the guy was drunk, so he pulled him over, and the guy, who's a magician and juggler, pulled 3 clubs out of his back seat, and this video went viral. He juggled on the side, and both cops were so entertained by it, they took their phones out and shot a video of the guy doing it. It was very, very cool.
Wow.
Jerry, you got the 1, you got the 2, you got the 4. Oh, I'm sorry, that's only 7 points. So that means I'm going to have to punish you as well with Joe Scarborough. I don't know if this would have been better or worse if he had Nika singing along with him. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that. Jerry, you heard enough, didn't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you want to catch up with back episodes that you may have missed, the archives are on my website, harrisonline.com. For future episodes, come right back here every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.